136. Say, deliver your souls, O people, from the bondage of self, and purify them from all attachment to anything besides me. Remembrance of me cleanseth all things from defilement, could ye but perceive it. Say, were all created things to be entirely divested of the veil of worldly vanity and desire, the hand of God would in this day clothe them, one and all, with the robe he doeth whatsoever he willeth in the kingdom of creation, that thereby the sign of his sovereignty might be manifested in all things. Exalted then be he, the sovereign Lord of all, the almighty, the supreme protector, the all-glorious, the most powerful. Intone, O my servant, the verses of God that have been received by thee, as intoned by them who have drawn nigh unto him, that the sweetness of thy melody may kindle thine own soul and attract the hearts of all men. Whoso reciteth in the privacy of his chamber the verses revealed by God, the scattering angels of the Almighty shall scatter abroad the fragrance of the words uttered by his mouth, and shall cause the heart of every righteous man to throb. Though he may at first remain unaware of its effect, yet the virtue of the grace vouchsafed unto him must needs sooner or later exercise its influence upon his soul. Thus have the mysteries of the revelation of God been decreed by virtue of the will of him who is the source of power and wisdom. O Khalil, God beareth me witness. Though my pen be still moving on my tablet, yet in its very heart it weepeth and is sore distressed. The lamp burning before the throne likewise weepeth and groaneth by reason of the things which the ancient beauty hath suffered at the hands of them who are but a creation of his will. God himself knoweth and testifieth to the truth of my words. No man that hath purged his ear from the loud clamour of the infidels and inclined it to all created things can fail to hear the voice of their lamentation and weeping over the trouble that hath befallen us, at the hands of those of our servants that have disbelieved in and rebelled against us. Thus have we disclosed to thee a glimmer of the woes that have come upon us, that thou mayst be made aware of our sufferings, and patiently endure thy sorrows. Arise to aid thy Lord at all times and in all circumstances, and be thou one of his helpers. Admonish then the people to lend a hearing ear to the words which the Spirit of God hath uttered in this irradiant and resplendent tablet. Say, sow not, O people, the seeds of dissension amongst men, and contend not with your neighbour. Be patient under all conditions, and place your whole trust and confidence in God. Aid ye your Lord with the sword of wisdom and of utterance. This indeed well becometh the station of man. To depart from it would be unworthy of God, the sovereign Lord of all, the glorified. The people, however, have been led astray and are truly of the heedless. Unlock, O people, the gates of the hearts of men with the keys of the remembrance of him who is the remembrance of God and the source of wisdom amongst you. He hath chosen out of the whole world the hearts of his servants and made them each a seat for the revelation of his glory. Wherefore sanctify them from every defilement, that the things for which they were created may be engraven upon them. This indeed is a token of God's bountiful favor. Beautify your tongues, O people, with truthfulness, and adorn your souls with the ornament of honesty. Beware, O people, that ye deal not treacherously with anyone. Be ye the trustees of God amongst his creatures, and the emblems of his generosity amidst his people. They that follow their lusts and corrupt inclinations have erred and dissipated their efforts. They indeed are of the lost. Strive, O people, that your eyes may be directed towards the mercy of God, that your hearts may be attuned to his wondrous remembrance, that your souls may rest confidently upon his grace and bounty, that your feet may tread the path of his good pleasure. Such are the counsels which I bequeath unto you. Would that ye might follow my counsels.